The Borough Assembly held a public hearing on Dale Bagley's proposal to let voters weigh in again on whether to put the tax in place at a rate of 6% for businesses in the borough and 3% for those inside the cities. The current pitch also includes a tax for RVs. Bagley says there are some other adjustments he'd like to make to his proposal. Sales tax in the borough is earmarked exclusively for education. A bed tax might get more traction if some of the money it brings in went back into promoting tourism.
After talking with the mayor's office, looking at maybe trying to do some kind of amendment to tie in funding to KPTMC and KPED to a percentage of the revenues that come in on the bed tax. It's still subject to assembly appropriation, but I am working with legal to come up with something on that.
Even with lodge owners potentially getting a little something back for collecting the tax from visitors to the peninsula, it will likely be a tough sell. Sterling-based fishing guide Joe Connors puts up some of his clients in his lodge, and he's not a fan. He and others in the business say they're being unfairly targeted because sales tax in the borough for other products and services is capped at $500.
If you buy a car for $5,000, a family of four buys it, they pay on the first $500. That family of four comes to my place for a week, pays $5,000. The entire $5,000 is taxed because I have to break it down to mom, dad, the two kids, each day.
But proponents say the tax is relatively small compared to other places that have something similar, which is basically everywhere. And that doesn't seem to have stopped people from visiting, even when the tax is upwards of 15 or 20%. Larry Persily, who is former Mayor Mike Navarre's chief of staff, made his case to the Assembly from a more tax-friendly viewpoint.
And I'm here on behalf of all my tax-supporting progressive friends to say, please tax us. Please. You're leaving money on the table by not having a bed tax in the borough. 12% in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, Kodiak, everyone else has one. As visitors to the peninsula, we enjoy our time here, and we come down because of what the peninsula offers, not because a hotel room or a B&B may be a couple dollars cheaper.
Assemblymember Kelly Cooper moved to add one more public hearing before the Assembly votes on whether or not to put the question on the ballot next year, and that will happen in March. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.